So if an allegation is made by a person with the stature of Professor Frimpong Boateng to the effect that the presidency, government officials and party officials of the ruling party are complicit and are profiting from what they should be fighting against, and yes, Didi Agrosa, we cannot joke with a matter of this nature. And in any case, we have been suspecting the NDC. We have been saying it, and they have been denying it. We have been saying it, they have been denying it. Now, Prof has said it too. So it's only confirming what many have long suspected. And we can give several examples. When Hajia Halima was Minister for Local Government, before she lost the parliamentary seat and she was made ambassador to the U.S., say, okay, she said most of the DCs were involved in Galamsey. And we have seen the videos. Have we not seen the videos of Akunta Mining and others? I mean, multimedia journalist Erasmus, have they not done videos about these things going on?
Okay.
The Prof is only confirming what we have long suspected, and given who he is and the fact that he's alive and well, or TRC, or what Ghana own journey, Koshe Bebiano, the requisite state institutions and agencies must conduct an investigation for us to punish those responsible. People at the presidency are not above the law. Government appointees and ministers are not above the law.
Okay.
MPP party officials are not above the law. So it is time that the state institutions also show some loyalty. No, their loyalty is to Ghana, not to Akufo-Addo Bawumia or the executive, not to the legislature, not to the judiciary, not to any party. And so all well-meaning Ghanaians, the clergy, labor unions, ordinary citizens, we must all advocate and combat, because we cannot be paying people to protect us and they will be benefiting from our largesse and at the same time profiting from the destruction of our water bodies, our forests, and our environment. I mean, we cannot accept that. We must rise up.
Okay. Madam Sianopay, Doc.